So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the opinion of Rabbi Huda that a kohen can have his erev placed in the cemetery because he will be able to access it by going in the sheder teva migdal, inside a carriage, a box, or a closet. The bottom of the moving box prevents the tumah from entering because oil zorik shmei oil. Even the moving partition is a valid oil that can prevent the tumah from entering. Our shir began with the Gemara citing a brayse as follows: Ma'arvin l'kohen tar b'truma tahira b'kavah. Now the Gemara already explained how he will access his erev. However, this brayse adds another point, in that he can use truma tahira, which is problematic, because v'hakivin the achsa itamila. The truma itself becomes tame once it is placed on the kever, and therefore aster to eat, invalidating the erev. The Gemara answers, b'shaloi hochshura. It never became susceptible to tuma by coming in contact with one of the seven liquids, or sheni loy should be made payers. It was kneaded with fruit juices, which are not one of the seven liquids. Therefore, it does not become tame. How can the kohen bring the truma into his box without becoming tame? The Gemara answers that he uses pshuti kliyot, flat wooden utensils that do not become tame. The pshuti kliyot form an oil over the tuma that will transfer the tuma into the box and affect the kohen. The Gemara answers that the part of the kelim that hovers over the tuma is less than the tefach wide and therefore does not form an oil. Once we establish that according to Rabbi Yehuda there is a way for a kohen to access his erev in the cemetery, why do the Rabbanan hold we may not make an erev for a kohen in the cemetery? The Gemara answers, since a grave is asur b'hanah, the Rabbanan hold you may not use it to establish a place of residence for Shabbos because it is considered hanah from the grave. The Gemara offers three suggestions as to what the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda argue about. All agree, ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. We may only make an erev for the purpose of doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzvahs lav lahanas ninu. The enjoyment of the mitzvah is not halachically classified as hana. Therefore, being kohen shvisa on the grave is not considered hana. The Rabbanan do not hold mitzvahs lav lahanas ninu, and being kohen shvisa on the grave is a forbidden hana. Second, all agree mitzvahs lav lahanas ninu. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. We only make an erev for a mitzvah, and there is no personal hana. The Rabbanan hold ma'arvin afilo ledvar harshus. We may make an erev even for the non-mitzvah needs. Therefore, making the erev on the grave is a forbidden hana. Finally, all agree ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. All agree mitzvahs lav lahanas ninu. Rabbi Yehuda holds it as mutter because once the erev takes effect, the owner does not care to protect it, and he is not getting any personal hana from the grave. The Rabbanan hold it as asur, because they hold that he does want to preserve the erev food, which is enough of a personal hanah to be a violation of using the grave. We proceed with the next Mishnah, which lists foods with various isurim or halachas attached to them, which may or may not be used for an erev. The Gemara will explain the reason and the novelty of each ruling. Zok the Mishnah, Ma'avim bidmai. Since anybody can declare all his possessions hefker and be considered an ani, a poor person who may eat tamai, he may use it for an erev. Uva ma'aserishin shenit l'trumasa. We may use ma'aserishin that had truma's ma'aser taken from it. The novelty is that even though truma gedoyla was not taken from it before the ma'aserishin, it is permitted as long as the ma'aserishin was taken before the threshed grain was put into a pile. Uva ma'aserishin v'hektish sheniftu. We may use ma'aserishin or hektish that have been redeemed, even if he did not add the required chaymish, the extra 25% when redeeming it. Avalei b'tevel. We may not use tevel. Even tevel midrabanan, that is only chayv and maisis on the drabanan level, such as produce that grew in a atzit she'enonokav, a flower pot that has no hole, may not be used for an erev. B'loi b'maiserishin shloi nitla trumasai. We may not use maiserishin that was taken from a pile of grain that had not had truma taken from it, since it is chayv and truma once it is piled up. B'loi b'maiserishin v'hektish shloi neftu. We may not use maiserishin or hektish food that has not been redeemed properly. For example, Maaser sheni that was redeemed with money that has no image or form on it, or hektish that was redeemed on land rather than movable objects. The pigeon is invalid and therefore unfit to be eaten. Zok the Mishnah, Hashalei cheruv biyad cher shayt bekatan, or biyad mi she'ein moed be'erev, ein erev. If one sends an erev with a cher shayt bekatan, a deaf, mute, a deranged person, or a minor, it is not a valid erev. They are halachically considered mentally incompetent, and are incapable of proper intent to be kohen shvisa to acquire from legal residence at that place. Therefore, Rav Huna points out that a katan may collect the bread for Ruvi Chatzeris because no direct action or intent of the katan is necessary. The food only has to be there for the Erev to take effect. If sent with a kuti, the Erev is invalid. We cannot rely on them because they do not accept the authority of the Chacham and thereby do not acknowledge the laws of Erev. The Mishnah continues. If they ask somebody else to receive it from them, it is a good Erev, provided that he saw the child or one of the others get to the Shliach. Once the child arrives, he does not have to see the Shliach actually place the Erev, because chazaka shliach is a shlichusai. There is an assumption that the Shliach will do what he was asked to do.